resilience plan. So I met Val yesterday, talk this through. So the idea is we're just going to have a pretty simple plan. With the key phone numbers in it, the key contacts, and nothing much more than that. So try and stay light on our feet so that we can, you know, react quickly to anything that happens. So myself, Val, Norma, and John Steele of Locust Breadalbin, we're the four people who can open up the town hall or the Locust Centre if necessary. We've all got the codes to do that. We can get food from the co-op if we need it. Heartland Radio is the key point of contact for any ongoing emergency. The councils have contacts with St. John's Ambulance and what have you. So if we need bedding or any of those things can all be supplied.
At the end of the plan is the flood plan.
So what we'll do, we'll stitch the two things together. So there'll be a generic resilience plan. And then the flood plan that Val has developed with council officers, that's a good example of, you know, what is going to happen in a specific situation. So there's nothing in the flooding plan that contradicts this, and there's nothing in this that contradicts the flooding plan in any way. So the flood is just, it's probably the most likely thing that can happen. There are other things as well. But in the next week or so, I'll be able to distribute something which is our resilience plan. So it's basically just the key contacts and making sure that there are people who know what to do. And I think the idea is if something significant does happen, the key thing is to delegate, find somebody who is capable of dealing with it if we can't do that ourselves. So somebody in the council or whatever. Once we have that done, we have to think about how we let everybody know about it. And we can have a discussion of that at the next meeting. So there's no point in having this if nobody knows anything about it. But it's important that we all know that it's in place and where to find it. Are people happy with that? Are you happy with that, Val?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll come back with a document in the next week or so or whatever. As soon as Val gets her final bit of information from the council, we can, I don't have an email version of the flooding plan yet, but once I get an email version of that, we can stitch the two together, and that's our document.
Yeah.